Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is Friday. We thank you for hanging out with us. Starter Heyman text line 402-464-5685. You can follow us on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X, Allo Channel 961. If you want to put faces to the name and the voices, you can do that. We want to thank the folks from the Mercado. Again, Friday special. If you're looking for dinner and looking for all the, as Jay says, all the meats, all the cuts, all the choices. The Mercado is the place. And again, they're doing a special St. Patrick's Day cabbage, green bean, corned beef and cabbage. Ben, are you a corned beef and cabbage guy?
I can't say I am.
Okay. Well, look, it's fair.
Maybe I just haven't had enough, maybe.
But where you get it matters.
Yeah.
It absolutely matters. But in a place that runs us, I would imagine that that you should be able to get it pretty good. So, yeah. Again, a thing to stop through. We appreciate all of you on a really just a busy, crazy, topsy-turvy, chaotic week. A couple of things I want to do, and I want to give away some tickets. I asked a question about the Hall of Fame because I wanted to try to make sense of the Husker Hall of Fame and the Nebraska Hall of Fame. Tony Veland was just nominated, so he's technically not in the Hall of Fame. But Ali Viola from softball is the only person with the last name V that was in the Hall of Fame.
Really? That's Viola. Interesting.
And so we did have a texter who got that right. So if you were the texter, I can scroll back. But yeah, you win tickets. There it is. William Pate, you won tickets to see the Stars this weekend. You just have to tell us which game you want to go to. Tony Veland is next. But I was trying to get some understanding of what the Hall of Fame stood for and who was supposed to be in it. Like, who's supposed to be in it? What's the standard for the Hall of Fame? And I got to that because we have so many debates. We talk about goats, right? The greatest of all time, without ever determining what that means. If you're going to say the greatest basketball player of all time, or the greatest player, the guy that accomplished the most.
Yeah, two different things.
Like, it's a different deal. Are you talking about the most skilled basketball player?
Most dominant.
Most dominant, the winningest, right? Yeah. The winningest.
That's Bill Russell.
Right, like that's a simple thing. And we have so many discussions on the greatest Huskers and the greatest, I think, for impact mm-hmm. on community and lives. To my thinking and to stories that I've been told, Coach Tom Osborne is the GOAT when it comes to coaches because of what he's done away from the game.
Yeah.
And how he impacted lives. Now, mind you, football has a different 150 players under the umbrella every year. And I don't think there's another sport that has that many athletes in it. And the athletes for the football program come from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So his ability to recruit and impact the country and to have the university seen on national TV in a time where you were the only thing on TV rather than just one thing on TV.
Yeah.
And then to impact it with the drama that happened in some of the situations. I mean, again, Coach Osborne has resurrected a lot of Huskers from bad time. Huskers that left the program or even while they were in the program had a tough time. And Coach Osborne stood up for a lot of folks. And he stood up for a lot of folks in difficult situations, you know, often to the point where people question Coach Osborne, like, what are you doing? You know, that dude did a bad thing. And Coach Osborne said, well, we're not really trying to throw people away, which is, in my mind, why we're here. That institutes of higher learning are set up to build the community from its young base, from a physical standpoint, intellectual standpoint, academic standpoint, historical standpoint, that if I'm doing the thing in this community, Ben, if I am not considerate of you, I'm failing. If I'm not considerate of the young groups that want to do what I want to do, either the way I'm doing it or to change or better what I'm doing. So it's my job not just to be about how much money the ticket makes. My job is to find the next me. My job is to find Ben and then enable Ben to have the easiest, greatest, most thoughtful, impactful path to being better than me. Right? Like, shouldn't that be for educators, mentors, community leaders, leaders, shouldn't that be what we're here for? So I, you know, we were talking during the break, and so at 6 o'clock tonight, for one-on-one on a Friday night, I'm going to hang out and Coach Ron Brown's going to join me. And we're going to talk about some of the really amazing things. And the best part about Ron Brown is that he is a truth teller. And he's such a truth teller that he sometimes struggles trying not to give you the gospel, because he doesn't want you to miss the truth, because the gospel makes some people uncomfortable. But what Coach Brown has done over the course of his career has been to put out and put through a message that leads young people to the greater, safer, better version of themselves. That's everything that I've been told about Coach Tom Osborne. That's what I was told about John Cook. It's what I was told about Mark Manning, that their players, when they leave, don't actually leave. They don't. That to have coaches in place, teachers in place, educators in place. If you are a teacher, educator, administrator in schools, any type of school or system in the state of Nebraska, and you can hear this, and you do it for the young people, you do it to make their lives better, their future better. I've said it 100 times that my late father-in-law, the Navy captain, was a great man. And he gave me so much wisdom. But he said what he loved about teachers and leaders is that it was not about the income. It was about the outcome.
Yeah, well put.
And so I carry that. Like, here's my thing. It's not about what we put in the bank. It's what I put in the community. And to watch people who work for me to make to live better lives and to have more resources and better access. And with this station and this amp, this microphone that we get to turn on, I have to be true to what moves my heart. So you came along and I said, okay, let me watch this young man. Let me see. Let me see what he's got, right? Because it's not for everybody. This is not for everybody. Everybody wants a microphone. Everybody thinks they can write a story. Everybody thinks they're good at debate. Everybody thinks that, you know, I can find my point of discussion and get across. Everybody thinks they can do what we do. But greatness is making it look easy. Right? Oh, DP's just talking every day. Am I? And when you came along and I said, okay, let me see what Ben wants to do. And then I asked you a question. I said, because if this is what you want to do, how hard are you willing to work for it? Because the difference between two talented people is work.
Yeah.
It's work.
Effort.
There are people in the J school down the street and who work at the Daily Nebraskan who aren't comfortable coming in here and sitting in that chair and running things and giving up their time. And that's important to me, to find out who's willing to show up. Everybody wants it. Not everybody's willing to work and show up for it.
Yeah.
So I told you, okay, here's an opportunity. I'm going to give you your own show, your own platform, and give you your own time and say, okay, Ben, here's the thing, that anybody who's at the University of Nebraska trying to do what it is that y'all are trying to do, you will have the first opportunity, the greatest opportunity to do this. And what I appreciate is that you show up.
Yeah.
What is this thing that is journalism, the Daily Nebraskan? What is the mission of the Daily Nebraskan? What is it?
To give student journalists a voice and experience. Okay. I would say.
Okay. So voice, is this just voice? Is this writing? Is this storytelling? What is it?
Everything. Yeah. Writing, storytelling. And also just, you know, the experience part of, you know, actually being able to do it, because you can go to college and learn and, you know, they can tell you this is proper grammar or whatever. You're not learning actually how to write. The only way you learn how to write is by writing. And that's the best thing about the Daily Nebraskan, is they just put you in from day one and you go through the bumps, you go through the struggles, and you come out better on the other end.
What is your philosophy for storytelling? If you're going to write a story.
I'm going to write a story.
Mm-hmm.
Got to let the person tell the story.
Okay.
You got to listen. That's the key thing, is listening.
Are all stories worth telling?
No.
There's no right or wrong answer. Here's the beauty of what we do.
I would say some stories are better than others, definitely.
Some are better than others, yeah. And then the storytelling matters.
Yeah.
Okay. So through all of that, there are people in your class that are going to graduate with you. Who has more experience, you or them?
Probably me.
Okay. Over the course, when are you due to graduate?
You just got to get the credits. That's all you need.
How far away are you?
I graduate next spring.
Next spring. So in the next 15 months, let's say 15 months, in the next 15 months, when that day comes, then what are you hoping you're prepared to do? What do you want to do? What does this look like?
I want to be able to use my voice, and storytelling is a big part of that. And also just, you know, be able to give my thoughts and opinions, because I feel like my voice has meaning and I want my voice to be heard. I would say that.
You are part, I mean, you've been in that, on that stage where you had to deliver your thoughts, your opinion, your stories.
Yeah.
What's the most difficult thing about it?
I would say the most difficult thing is sometimes the self-talk, because whenever I'm doing something, I'm always looking at, okay, who's doing it better than me? And what are they doing? What are they doing that I'm not doing so I can get better? But then when you're looking at other people that are better than you, sometimes you're like, man, I can never be that. But I feel like getting over that self-talk and just being you and doing the best you can, do is a big part of being able to do the storytelling and have your voice.
Where does the negative self-talk come from? Because we hear about the grown-ups, right? The old folks. We hear that this generation has a really difficult time with self-talk. Is that a statement of truth? Correct us or lead us. Which is true?
I think it's pretty true.
It's true. Okay. So where does the negative self-talk come from for your generation and your friends?
I feel like there's this, like, it's been for so long, and I don't want to point out anyone or anything specifically, but I just feel like all I've ever heard when I was younger is just like, oh, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Only, you know, only those people can do that. You know, like the people on TV, it's like, that's like, you know, the 0.1% of people that get to go on TV and talk.
Well, you're in the 0.1% of the people now.
And that's the thing. It's just like, I just feel like it's always, it's just like the people that are saying that know that they can't do it. So they tell other people that they can't do it.
And once you accept that, you're beat, but you aren't listening to that, right?
No, because this is where I'm passionate. And passion's a big part of it, because that's why I do this. I'm not doing this for money.
Well, it's okay. Here's the thing. It's okay to do it so that you can pay your bills and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And but that can't be the GPS. That can't be the gas and the fuel, because I never once thought about, I have a rule that I don't negotiate. I don't negotiate. So when people ask me to speak at events and they say, DP, I've got this event in May, would you be available to speak at it? And then based on them, I will say yes or no. Yes, I'm available to speak at that. And then the uncomfortable thing happens for them, which is, well, what's it going to cost? And I say this all the time. I say it when it comes to advertisers, sponsors, partners. I say this thing. You asked me if I wanted to speak, if I was available to speak at your event. And my answer was, because of who you are, the answer is yes. We never talked about what the fee was, because it's your event. You know what the event is worth to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you asked me to speak at your event, because it adds value. Nobody's going to ask me to speak at their event if it doesn't add value.
Yeah.
You have that value in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You already know how many people are coming, how much they're paying. You already know how much the meals are. You already know how far away it is. Do I need to travel to get there? Do I need to fly to get there? Whatever, all those things. You know those things when you ask me. So I say, whatever the number is that you had in your head, that's the number. And what you pay me is a statement of you. It's not a statement of me. It's not a statement of my value. It's not a statement of my worth. I know what I'm worth, because I know that you found me and want me to add to your event, which means that I have value.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to people all the time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to advertise on the ticket, you know what it's worth to you to advertise, to have people know who you are and what you do. So I tell them, what's your number? I ask the question, what's your number? And I'm like, okay, do you know your number? You know what you're trying to make.
Yeah.
You know what you're trying to do. You know who you're trying to reach, and you know that I reach people. You're going to have to decide what your value system is, and then the GPS is set for what Ben's going to do in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people that ask you, hey, Ben, what are you going to be doing in 5 years, 10 years?
Man, I honestly never know how to answer that question.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's the beauty of it.
Because here's the thing. If I asked you to tell me if you got in your car and start driving for 40 minutes, what do you have to do? You have to choose direction. You have to choose speed. You have to choose what's the plan? Where am I going?
Yeah.
That's why GPSs work.
Mm-hmm.
You as a college student decided, in 4 years, I want my degree in this thing. And here's all the stuff I have to do between where I am and where I'm trying to get to. And if you go left and you veer off and you start failing a writing class, your GPS should tell you, it appears that you're off track.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Recalculate. Because if you go over here, it's going to take longer.
Yeah.
If you get a D, it's going to take longer. It's going to cost you more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do? I need to get back on track. So when people ask you what the next thing is, what they're asking you is what's in your GPS. Because if you don't have a GPS, you're just going to drive, bro. You're just going to go. And this is what the degree is for. The degree and the timetable is your GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that people have, especially in this generation, is if you're single focused in the degree, once you get it, what does the GPS do?
It's done.
It stops and it idles and it says, okay.
You arrived.
Now you arrived. Now what do you do? And if you don't know what you're going to put in next, it's a problem.
definitely got to think about.
It's a problem. So here's what I know about it, Ben, that in this space, college students have the ability to do some really cool stuff. You get to cover sporting events. You get to meet the athletes. You get to talk to the coaches. And the why matters. But what is bigger is that the people who guide you have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job. One of the first things that happened when you started interning here was your parents came in.
Yeah.
Your parents came in. And a big part of what we do with students is I need the parents connected to this thing. I want the parents to know that they can trust me with your future. And we sat here and we had coffee and we chopped it up and then we shook hands and I knew, okay, I now understand what Ben, where he comes from and who he's trying to represent. And I think universities far too often, and fans too, forget that part of it, that you're up there telling the stories of the University of Nebraska. You're telling what the student life is like, what the athletic life is like. I hope that people recognize that we should focus on Ben and not on the grown-ups.
Yeah.
The grown-ups are there to make money. Ben is there to make it better. And that's going to be the thing. We'll talk about it a little bit more because I want to talk about some of the athletes that we have that are doing shows and kind of the history behind it because that's a big thing of what 93.7 The Ticket is. And then we'll give away some tickets. We've got Supernovas tickets. We've got Stars tickets for this weekend. We'll give those away in some trivia when we come back to Old School.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Ben's filling in for Austin. Of course, Jay Foreman's not here. Don't go anywhere at 6 o'clock again. Coach Ron Brown walk in the door and give us some of his wisdom as well. Lots to talk about with Coach Brown because he's been around and can tell us, some ideas about how to move forward. And what we're looking for. It's a thing that needs to be done. Ben, we're talking about the responsibility of the grown-ups in the space to be. And I would, like I said, as a coach, as a mentor, as an educator, it's my job to get things straight and get it right. If the people under my watch are struggling, if the people under my watch are lost, misguided, misdirected, it's on me to set the table. You decided as a student at some point that, you know what, you found out about 93.7 The Ticket and you wanted to be a part of it. What was going on? What led you to The Ticket?
Just wanted to get experience. Because honestly, there's not that many places to get experience here in Nebraska. It's a great sports market.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska sports in particular. But I feel like there's, everybody wants the few jobs that are there.
How many people will be in your graduating class? Do you know that number?
No, I don't.
But how many people were in the class, like a typical class?
For like Nebraska?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. I'd have to look it up. I'm not for sure, but I would say, like, you know, in all my classes at, like, you know, just the journalism college, a class only has, like, you know, like, if you know, if you're going into a writing class, there's only like 30 people in that class.
So
it's not that, it's not like thousands and thousands of people.
So imagine that there are 30 people at the University of Nebraska Lincoln that you're going to have to compete with for,
yeah,
for all the jobs.
And that's just in like, and that's just in one writing class. If everybody in that class wants a writing job. And that's just one writing class.
And recognize that that's every year.
Yeah, every year.
That those additional jobs may not be added every year.
No.
Like, we may not be creating it. And a part of what I wanted to do was to create more jobs.
Yeah.
Because
it's needed.
Well, I mean, think about it. In the 4 years that I've been here, if there was a pool of journalists at 150 people over those 5 years, if there were no jobs, those people would take the education that they got in University of Nebraska Lincoln and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
They would leave.
That's what a lot of people do.
And we don't want them to leave. You want them to stay here. You want them to look, who knows Nebraska better? Who loves Nebraska better than Huskers? The people who went to school here.
Yeah.
That live here. And so it's a big part of it. And when I got here, a lot of the conversation, because and I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again here, is that in choosing to put students and student athletes on air, there are people who thought, what a horrible idea. What, they don't know anything. They haven't done anything. But I said, you know what?
I just laugh at that. Because the funniest thing, because, okay, so the student radio station, they like call Nebraska games, and they're like, I hear there's people that literally listen to it and they're like, there's no way those are students. That's literally what they say. There's like, there's no way those are college students. It's like, they are.
What are they? I mean, here's the thing. There's only X number of jobs. Nick Sainert's a perfect example. Nick interned here early when he was in high school. As he worked through college, he interned here. I start throwing him in the pool and just like, hey, man, listen, if this is what you want to do for a living, if this is what you want to do for a career, we can help. And it takes people who think more of them than themselves. Like, when I first got here, they weren't doing, you know, 48 tournament games. It just wasn't there. And my thought was, I'll do it to show that it can be done, and then I'm going to hand it over. Same thing applies, Supernovas. 5 years from now, I fully don't expect to be calling Supernova games. I expect the games to be on the station, but I expect somebody to come along who will take ownership of it, and then we'll move on to the next thing. If I asked you, okay, Ben, you're going to need to do play-by-play as well to have a job in this field, what is your reaction to that?
I would do it.
You would do it. And then if I said, okay, what do you think your favorite sport to call would be? What do you think that would be?
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay. So what if I said next year the challenge is going to be that, Ben, you're going to have to call some basketball games next year just for experience sake. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're going to push Nick Sainert. You're going to push Josh Lill. Josh, another one, right? Josh is one of those people you talk about that he's doing a bunch of ball games every year. That's a pool that you need to get into, because if you're writing and you're talking and you're calling, you have a better opportunity.
Than just writing. Or just radio.
Just radio. And I think it's a big deal. Here's the other thing that's happened. The nighttime radio work that we do at the Ticket is a lot of athletes, a lot of students. And I said the thing, okay, so we're going to take the Daily Nebraskan and give you an hour and say, okay, see what you can do with it. How's that going for you?
I think it's going great. Honestly, better than expected.
What was the fear for you?
I honestly thought the fear would be just commitment from some people, you know, just because I can only count on me sometimes. And, you know, I don't want to be the only one there talking for an hour, because that's not the point of it. The point of it is to get everybody at the Daily Nebraskan talking about it. So I knew I was going to have to get commitment from everybody. And honestly, it's been going pretty good.
How many young people have you had on the Daily Nebraskan Hour weeknights?
Yeah. So the three editors have been on pretty regularly. And then I would say probably like four other writers so far. We're going to get, and that's been just sports. We're now going to get, we're starting to get other sections, trying to get them on. So then that's not just sports, because we don't want it to be just sports, because the Daily Nebraskan does more than just sports.
What if I said, okay, so currently weeknights, Monday, you know, 11 p.m. to midnight, Daily Nebraskan, you guys are kind of our sports center. You know, you can close out the day and break all the news and talk about it. And it's been an interesting week, right?
Yeah.
Especially end of day, where you get, you've had a full day to consume information and you get to put people to sleep. Like, you get to put them to bed with the actual what happened, right? Yeah. Which in this business was a power position. This, let me tell you how funny it is. So when I got into it, college students got the midnight to 6 a.m. That's where you got your experience. That's where you got all. Literally, you couldn't get on before that. And then because of SportsCenter, SportsCenter gave us end-of-day sports. They gave us end-of-day sports.
Yeah.
Score recap, story of the day.
Because all the games are at night.
Right? Everything. Finally, you could wrap it up. End-of-day sports wrap-ups all over the place. That's why you see it on the main networks, that the sports section segment is kind of the last one right before the weather and they close out. But if you wanted to do radio, you want to talk, and you were a student, 12 midnight to 6 a.m. was the only time available, because veteran folks wanted to go in prime time. Money and revenue and all those things were in play, right? So I said to you, let's see what happens with the 11 to midnight, and you feel pretty comfortable that it's going the way you want it to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the time was also another thing. It's like, well, I know if there's people interested. Are they interested from going 11 to 12?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So then I asked the question. So what if I said, okay, 10 to midnight? Will the people run to the table more because it's an earlier hour, or does it matter?
I feel like it would be, so what would we do for 2 hours then?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Here's the thing.
That's the thing.
You've got all these writers.
Yeah.
All of these storytellers.
That'd be the question.
So to me, if you're going to do this professionally, which is every day.
Yeah.
Every day. That if you're going to write stories every day, to refer people to that story or to tell that story every day is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Right? If we said, give me an idea, aside from sports, right? What are folks talking about?
What'd you say?
Aside from sports.
Oh, what are people talking about?
What are folks, what are the stories about that are the Daily Nebraskan provides?
Well, a lot of, I say we try to do a lot of feature. We want to tell the story of students. So there's a lot of student-based stories on specifically what some students are doing. And also just like giving news to students, you know, if they have a question. So one of the things we do is called Curious Cornhuskers, where people can text in a question and then we'll do a story on that question. So like if people, somebody doesn't know something about the rec center, we'll investigate and we'll write a story about it.
So what if I said Saturday afternoon, right? Folks have a little bit more time, especially in the spring, right? A little bit less than that, right? That I gave you another hour and said, hey, bring those stories. Bring those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Bring those questions. Bring those answers to the community so folks can know what's going on campus.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
It's definitely possible.
All right. I will give you permission to have that conversation with your folks. Right?
Sounds good.
Because we've got the esports stuff, right, that runs. And I think it's a nice add-on if student storytellers have the opportunity to tell their stories. And again, it doesn't have to be midnight. Like they okay. But we have time Saturday during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep the coffee brewing. We'll keep the coffee brewing. And we'll give more experience, right?
Yeah.
Again, give me the mission of the Daily Nebraskan again.
To give experience.
So,
and to tell stories.
Right? So this is what we'll do. We'll figure out when we want to launch this thing. Mm-hmm. Give you a chance to talk to your people. For the folks that do student personality profiles, if you want to do a profile on a teacher or otherwise, on each other. I think more time to have that conversation. If you're going to tell a story about a student, invite that student down.
Yeah.
And have that conversation on air.
And that would be great, better time than 11 to 12.
Okay. Yeah. So we can work on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'll hand that over to you and give you permission to do that.
That sounds great.
We'll go to break. We'll close out old school. I'll give away some tickets, and then I'll set you up for Coach Ron Brown on one-on-one.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.